Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Tell me a little bit about the state of the industry right now in Canada. Are things happening for the film world?
Well, you know, despite the dollar being at par or above, things are very, very busy. Canada's become, once again, a destination of choice for both Americans and very, very active Canadian production sector.
And what do you think is driving that?
Really, primarily the depth and breadth of talent. We're not selling ourselves here in Canada as the cheapest anymore. We're selling ourselves as reliable, experienced, no surprises, no drama. And when you're making movies and television, the last thing you want is any more drama than they already have on set. So they love it here.
That's great. And the mega studio now has RoboCop getting underway. And I understand now there's going to be an expansion of some other ancillary studios.
Well, actually, that's true, Gloria. We last night at our TIFF party at Bell Lightbox, we announced an additional 3 stages that we're going to be building, 11,000-foot stages, purpose-built stages, plus some additional production offices to hopefully help accommodate the demand for studio space, in particular for television, but it'll also help with some of the overflow for feature films. So who knew we'd be in this position?
Yeah, things have really changed in a couple of years.
They certainly have. I mean, at the end of the day, without the McGuinty government introducing that all-spend tax credit in June of 2009, we wouldn't be where we are now. So I really have to give those folks a lot of credit.
The provincial government has been very supportive of the arts in general here,
yeah,
in production,
yeah,
and behind-the-scenes stuff.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, they understand the economics, and it creates jobs, and really that's what they're about. So I feel very lucky to be in this business.
Fantastic. So I guess we're going to see a lot going on at Pinewood in the coming year.
From your mouth to you-know-who. You know, the one thing about this business is that the only two constants, Gloria, are change and uncertainty. So, you know, as good as it seems now, we've been through a few other swan songs into the abyss. So we never take anything for granted. But right now, the future looks very, very good for us.
That's fantastic. Sounds like a more solid base, as you say, than just a cheap dollar. And hopefully things will continue to grow as TIFF has grown.
Yeah, TIFF has really become engaged with the production community as well. Instead of just distributors buying and selling movies, they've really reached out to the content creators and the producers. And it's really, really nice to see.
Fantastic. Let's keep it rocking and rolling.
You got it. Rock and roll never dies.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Gloria.